This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. A wildland firefighter based in Colorado has died while battling a wildfire in Oregon. Colin Hagen was fighting the Big Swamp Fire in the Willamette National Forest when he was struck by a tree Wednesday. Officials say the 27-year-old died on the scene. Hagen was part of a special team from Craig in northwest Colorado known as a hotshot crew. The group of highly trained firefighters is dispatched to the front lines of the nation's most dangerous fires. The number of companies going out of business in Colorado jumped during the second quarter of 2022. CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports on the latest business filings from the Secretary of State's office.
Business dissolutions went up 27% from a year ago. That's a pretty big increase. But Secretary of State Jenna Griswold says there's good news in the data, too. For instance, business renewals also went up significantly.
There is, you know, a mixed bag that we are seeing. But overall, we remain optimistic.
Griswold says inflation, supply chain issues, and general uncertainty about the economy are weighing on business investments. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Inflation is easing up a bit in Metro Denver. The U.S. Labor Bureau reports consumer prices in the area dropped by almost 2% during June and July. It's not all good news, though. Food went up by over 3% during that time, and energy prices spiked by nearly 9%. Overall, Metro Denver prices are up 8.2% from a year ago, still lower than the national average. Right now in Denver, it's 88 degrees with a few clouds. This is CPR News and KRCC. It's 3:06.